Hello, friends, and welcome back to our Advent Reflection. I want to say thank you to you who've been commenting in the YouTube section about your reflections and our reflections. It's really good to hear from you. And I also want to thank all our financial supporters. You allow us to do these videos on a daily basis. We can't do this without you. We're very, very grateful for your generosity. So thank you for your support. Today, we continue on discussing Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God. And he talks about God's will today and very important truth. Truths about God's will. He starts off today by referring to the Gospels where there's two builders, two houses who have very different foundations. One builder builds his house on sand, the other builds his house on rock. Now, if you know anything about construction, you immediately recognize there's a big difference between a foundation of sand and a foundation of rock. On the outward appearance, the houses can look exactly the same, but the foundation is very different. And that's sort of like our spiritual life. It's very difficult to judge a person's spiritual life by what you see on the outside. One day a storm arose, the rains poured down, floodwaters began to rise, and hurricane winds hurled themselves against those buildings men had erected. The time had come for proving their stability. One house remained firm and unshaken. The other collapsed with a roar in total ruin. And that is the difference between building our life in Christ and building our life outside of Christ. In the end, one will stand firm. Now the question is, how do we know if we're building our life on Christ, on the rock? Father Fernandez gives us some insights. And this means, first of all, we strive to identify our will with His. Okay, that's the first key. If we want to build our life on Christ, then we have to identify our will with the will of God. And this is the way of Jesus, isn't it? When He came into the world, what did He do? He did the will of God the Father. He said, Father, let Thy will be done. He didn't say, let My will be done. And we are to be like Jesus, to submit our life to the will of God. And that is the first step in building our foundation on the rock. Ours is not a more or less superficial adherence to a faint and barely distinguishable historical figure called Jesus Christ, but an adherence to His manifest will and to His clearly discernible and knowable person. Pause here for a second. Jesus Christ is knowable, and His will is discernible. Those two things allow us to build a foundation on this rock. Sometimes we treat Jesus as just a merely historical figure, but Christianity is unique in that we can know Christ. Remember what Jesus said in the scriptures, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. See, Buddhists don't talk about Buddha this way. They don't talk about knowing Buddha and having a relationship with Buddha. Nor do people talk about Mohammed this way, that they have a personal knowing relationship with Mohammed. But Christians believe that the source of their life is Jesus Christ Himself, who we know and who can reveal to us His will, the will of God. So Jesus is knowable and His will is discernible. It is not those who say to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom, but He who does the will of my Father in heaven. So it's interesting. Jesus is telling us that not just simply those who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. So in other words, just because we profess Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, does not necessarily mean we get into the kingdom of God. What does Jesus say that is necessary to enter the kingdom of heaven? That we do the will of the Heavenly Father. So this means two things. If getting into heaven means we have to fulfill the will of God, that means number one, we can live out the will of God. So it's livable. It's not if we can, it is possible. Because would it be kind and loving for God to make it necessary for us to live the will of God, to enter heaven, but then say, but I'm not going to give you the grace to live it out. No, that's not loving, that's kind, that would be cruel. So if Jesus is saying to get into heaven means that we have to live the will of God and do His will, that means He will give us the grace to live it out. But then number two, that also means His will is knowable. Because how can we live something out if we don't know what it is? So that also means that God will reveal His will to us. So God's will is knowable. His will is livable. And primarily, how does God reveal His will to us? Well, through the church. Through the church. So many of the things in life you don't have to pray about. You just look at what the church teaches, the revelation of God through the Holy Catholic Church. And there you have it. And so there's many things in life you just don't have to pray about. You know, you don't have to pray about whether or not abortion is wrong. It's never right to kill innocent life. The unborn is a baby, human life, and it's never right to kill innocent life, an innocent child. So you don't have to pray about that. There's no such thing as a pro-choice Catholic. They got it wrong there. God's will has been revealed. But when it comes to personal decisions like one's vocation, you know, moving, how to arrange finances, for example, discipline with kids. You got some certain principles that the church may offer, but sometimes you just got to make decisions in life, and it's not explicitly taught by the church. So then what? Well, we should have great confidence then that God would reveal His will for our circumstance if doing His will is necessary for our salvation. So can you know God's will for your particular circumstance? The answer is yes. God's will is both knowable and it's livable. All Christ's faithful then will grow daily more holy in the conditions their life imposes, its duties and its circumstances. So how do we grow in holiness? By fulfilling the duties of our current circumstance. That's a quote from the Second Vatican Council. These things will be the means of their advance in holiness if they combine their faith with an acceptance of everything that comes from the hand of their Heavenly Father. So the key about fulfilling the will of God is accepting the circumstances we find ourselves in. A lot of times we fight against our circumstances. We don't like our circumstances. We don't like our life. We compare our life to other people's lives and we want their life. The problem is not our life. The problem is our response to our life. If God has allowed certain things to happen in our life, well, it comes from His hand. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it comes from His hand. And the struggle of the spiritual life is accepting that. An example of this from a saint's life is Blessed Anna Maria Teiji. She raised a large family in poverty in Rome. And many people were coming to her to seek her counsel, to seek her advice. In fact, people of great influence and of great wealth. And so she would serve them with the insights that God had given her. And when they would go to repay her, she never accepted their money. She never sought the blessing that God had given her to try and improve her state in life. She lived in poverty. It was a difficult life. And she accepted it as though it came from the hands of God. Her goal of life wasn't to try and elevate her family to a higher standard of living. But isn't that what many people try and do? Their whole purpose of life is try to elevate the standard of living for themselves and for their children. But Blessed Anna Maria was different. She didn't see her poverty as an obstacle. It was just how life was, and so she tried to be faithful in her circumstance to raise her children in her faith, just to be faithful. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the goal of moms and dads would not be to try and improve the standard of living for their families? Instead, try to raise a holier generation than the previous one? Wouldn't that be a better use of life? Wouldn't that be a better use of fatherhood and motherhood than trying to chase a higher standard of living? What about a greater intimacy with Christ? Because in the end, no matter what your standard of living is, you're still going to come before Jesus and be judged. Why not spend your life chasing holiness than chasing comfort? The accomplishment of God's will is the true source of tranquility and peace. St. John Chrysostom expresses it thus, "On each occasion I say, Lord, thy will be done. It is not what this or that one wants, but what you want me to do. This is my fortress. This is my firm rock. This is my sure support. So friends, let us make Jesus Christ and his divine will our sure support to live this day asking, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Let thy will be done in all circumstances. Friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless you.